This is a sense of discipline and perseverance and grit and the ability to resist temptation. I think that one's pretty straightforward. It's only the combination of the first two that are so fascinating. The other two traits of what we're calling the triple package is the first is a sense of exceptionality, that you're kind of special. And that can come from many different sources. It can come from belonging to a certain team, a certain group, a certain family. A parent can instill it. But the second quality seems to be the opposite of superiority. It's insecurity, a feeling that, you know, you haven't quite done enough yet, that you still need to prove yourself. And it's the combination of the first two, simultaneously feeling exceptional and insecure, that we say often creates this drive and hunger to achieve.
I should mention Amy and Jed are out with a book called The Triple Package, How Three Unlikely Traits Explain the Rise and Fall of Cultural Groups in America. Jed, how do these traits play a role in our society?
Well, you know, it's maybe a little uncomfortable to talk about, but here's what we know. It's a tough economy out there, inequality's rising, and yet for some groups, much more than others, the American dream is still working. The kids of restaurant workers are in some of these groups are rising up to occupational success. And what we said is, let's look at this. Let's study it. Let's get to the facts. And the facts really are amazing. For example, Asian American kids score 140 points higher on their SATs than other kids. This is just a matter of fact. It's not a stereotype. Is it innate? Is it biological? No. And you can prove this. How? Because third-generation Asian-American kids score no differently, no difference between their academic performance and anybody else. So what's happening is it's something going on in the first couple of generations, something between the parents and the kids. And what we're saying is, let's look at that. Let's look at that group, the other groups that are also enjoying, experiencing great upward mobility. Because what if we could bottle that secret? What if we could bottle that formula and all benefit, all learn from it? And that's what we've tried to do in our book.
I'm curious about the impulse control theory and how lack of impulse control can really hold people back.
These studies are incredibly interesting. I'm sure you've heard about the famous marshmallow test back in the 70s. So they would give a group of kids an option. You could either take one marshmallow now, or you can wait 15 minutes and you will get two marshmallows. And it turns out that all the kids that waited that extra 15 minutes, when they followed them 20, 30 years later, they were strikingly more successful in terms of income, education, less depressed, happier, more solid families. And people were stunned. So this quality, it's sometimes called grit, kind of discipline, perseverance. It has been shown to be more important for success than even IQ. And even more positively, the recent studies show that these qualities can be built into children. If you start very, very early, no matter what your background or race or whatever, they can be taught in children. But it has to be at a very, very early age.